Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios, it's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage
you. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am, we're musicians.
And now, here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
Good morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day for you. Two-thirds president accounted for. Will be a full boat next hour, but the boat will be floating a little more evenly without Big Joe. He is off today with a maintenance day. 10 o'clock hour, Mike Organ tonight. The longtime Tennessean sports writer, just a good buddy. He is going to be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writer Association Hall of Fame, and he's going to be just sitting in with us next hour. I like what he put up on Facebook last night, Charlie, that he was doing Nashville a solid by sitting in for Joe.
That's mean-spirited towards Joe. Come on now. We love Joe.
Well, we love Joe, but we just tweeted out that Mike's coming in, and then, you know, today, the day of his induction, and Big Joe's response about the induction, not so fast, I've demanded a recount.
Well, those two sure do dislike each other.
Well, you know, it's that, but, you know, they belong, they're on that side of the river, you know, Donaldson and Old
Hickory.
That's
what it's about, Greg.
Donaldson and Old Hickory,
you gotta
that's
understand,
all it is.
This is about dominance over the Donaldson-Old Hickory area,
yeah.
And, you know, they happen to go up against each other. They're right next to each other, and that's why Big Joe and Mike Organ have so many spats online about these things.
Well, see, Donaldson ends if you're going that way, it ends on Lebanon Pike, where the bridges are over the Stones River. And then
we all know where Donaldson ends.
And then Old Hickory begins, but... You know, Mike, I don't consider him Old Hickory. That's too fancy for him. I think he's more DuPont.
DuPont.
That's where he went to school. DuPont. So
anyway,
we'll have fun with Mike.
Absolutely. He's always got great stories. And make sure we get a couple phone numbers before he heads on out. Because if there's one man who has the Rolodex of all of sports, it is Mike Organ.
Well, you know who the runner-up is?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
And it's about 2-to-1 ratio on... me asking him for phone numbers and him asking me
for... You know
who's
not that far behind because of 7 volumes worth of notebooks since 2006?
You?
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing. You are... how many volumes of notebooks?
7. Since I started producing talk radio in 2006, I have 7 full notebooks of notes, phone numbers, and whatever else I've needed to know.
And each one of those pages has multiple stuff on it. So you've got 7 of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're smart because, you know, obviously throughout the years, you know, we'll give you phone numbers or you'll get us phone numbers for our guest. And a lot of times, you know, it's for, you know,
repeat
performances. You want to go get them, but... You also have some pretty famous people in there. I know
that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've produced Pickin' with Vince for 3 seasons. I've produced Pickin' with Steve for 2 seasons and Pickin' with the Pickers for a season. So, yeah, I've got a handful of numbers. But, you know, Greg, there was a time in our industry where, as a producer, phone numbers weren't readily available. So when you went from job to job, one of the questions that was actually frequently asked when you went to interview at a new place was, what do you bring? What kind of phone Rolodex do you bring with us as far as guest list? And I'm going to tell you, when I went from Cumulus Media and I had my first ever meeting with the Johnson family, I said, look, I've got this entire stack of national guests, phone numbers, contact information. And the Johnson family said, look, can you just show up on time?
Yeah.
I said, all right. Good.
And you've done a good job of showing up on time.
Yeah, well, when you turn the lights on and fire up the coffee pot, you better be on time.
You know, and let people know, we're not happy about this, but We are now, what, is this our fourth week in our new studios, correct?
Third. Yes. This week will be the end of the first month.
Okay. So we're closing 4 weeks of our new Gog and Coldhall studios. And overnight was supposed to be the transporting. This is a very layman's, you can jump anywhere. But the transporting of all of our old phone numbers from our previous studio to here was supposed to be done by midnight. And now the target from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., which did not set well with the station general manager, Ted Johnson.
No, the phone company's overnight man didn't get his list of tasks, apparently. And so now we've got to wait for the phone company's day man to come on in and
get apparently that switched over. They had the address two locations ago. Remember, over off of Division, remember when we had Amy Grant's studio?
I say, so they transferred our phone lines to 19th and Division, where there's no longer a building?
There's not even a building there. They're over there putting in a phone lines. So anyway.
It makes perfect sense as to why, which we're explaining this to you, because you cannot dial in to us this morning, and we do not anticipate that you will be able to dial in before the end of the 11 o'clock hour. So we apologize for the technical difficulties, but the phone company is working it out. And I'm going to tell you, with a month of being into these brand new Gog and Coldhall studios, we have had very, very limited difficulties. And that is just a tremendous job and effort. And this one isn't even on our engineers. This is a phone company thing. But Ted Johnson, Adam Johnson, we've talked about them enough times and how good a job they've done. And we're going to keep talking about it because it's worth mentioning time and time again. But Greg, the limited amount of difficulties, the smooth transition moving from one studio to the other, it's been an incredible first month, and I'm really starting to feel very comfortable here and feel very much at home with all the new gear and the new place and the new neighborhood, all of it.
Well, it's basically a very upscale condo.
We have a home
that we've turned into a home, and quite frankly, the past two or three months, if you didn't need to bother Ted or Adam with something, you left them alone, But I mean, for people always, always welcome to come by here. But we have two full baths, which is my.
So Greg has one, and the rest of the staff has the other.
We have a complete kitchen.
Yeah,
we've got, I'd say, three times the space that
we have a waiting area for guests that come in.
What do you think? Three times the space?
Easily
three times.
Because we were in an office building before, so,
It was nice. It had a picturesque view. No complaints.
No, it was a beautiful spot, but there's just a different vibe when you go from being in an office building in a complex with 25 other small businesses to being in your own location where we can, function as the idiots and misfits that we are around here. Jake and I throwing things at each other up and down the hallway, and we're pretty much the kids of this place, but it's the cross between a college dorm room and a halfway house is what we've created over here. It's a building full of misfits.
Did the couch make it from the studio over there to here?
It did, and there has been several arguments over the placement of the couch, and the one argument that has won is mine, and that is that it will not be in the studio.
Good.
It will be in one of the two executive offices.
Because that couch has been at several locations. I've actually slept a few nights
on
that couch.
It's had a life. You're not the only one.
Because a lot of times I would do a TSU basketball game, football game late at night, not get into 2 or 3 in the morning, and then have to be on the air, at 8, be back at the studio by 8 or 8:30. So I would just stay, on the
You're not the only one
that
slept on
but,
that couch.
I didn't know it until, because I'm usually here during the day, that when you turn the lights out and it's dark, it actually illuminates on its own. I don't want to know why. But anyway, that's
just
where
leave that at that. But yes, to answer your question officially, the couch will be remaining in one, either the general manager's office or two, the operation manager's office. There is a couch and two chairs, and they've got to finish fighting over who is taking which of those.
If that couch could talk, we'll leave it at that.
Then it would have been probably taken out a long time ago because of the secrets it keeps.
All right. So anyway, Mike Organ's going to come in during the 10 o'clock hour. I'm so happy and proud for Mike. 35, 6 years he's done that. And we went head-to-head several years on the Vanderbilt beat. And just that's back in the old days where you could compete with each other and try to beat each other's brains out and then go meet for a beer and laugh.
It was the spirit of healthy competition.
Exactly.
You went after each other during the day, but then once you clocked out at the end of the day, you could continue to be friends and have relationships. It's very different than the polarizing era that we live in today, where everything is trench warfare and everything is subject to be battled over. You used to be able to be a little bit more friendly with what they call the competition without it being such a big deal. And Mike Oregon, this is a guy who knows a tremendous amount of things. He's even included me in his excellent Sunday column, where he wraps up what's going on around the mid-state with all the different personalities.
Yeah, mid-state chat.
It's
great column.
Great column he's written about. Mike has been so good to me. Mike barely knew me at all. And when I broke my back falling off a ladder, Mike actually included that in his column there and said, just want to wish well producer from WNSR and mentioned that I'd fallen off the ladder and everything. I'd be out of work for several weeks. And that's just one of the nice things that Mike Oregon does. And he takes care of people. And I think people generally like Mike all across the board.
My best Charlie Saunier story, however, David Coleman and I were doing the morning show here, and you were our hockey go-to guy. And so we go to hockey go-to guy, and we're talking right in the middle of whatever we were breaking down, and then you go, hold on, my truck's on fire.
All right, you're misremembering something.
All right, you fill in the blanks.
Okay, this was your hockey show.
Okay.
That came on after the afternoon show.
Okay, yeah, that was right, 6 to 7.
And I was your correspondent for the league.
All right,
and I would do call-ins when I was driving home from producing the afternoon show, typically, because you were on location for a lot of those. So what happened was, as I was driving home, I was getting all loaded up on the phone with you, and Adam Johnson was the producer at the time. He got me all set up, and we started talking, and I walked in the house while we were getting started talking, and everything was going just fine when all of a sudden the doorbell rings, and it was my next door neighbor. My next door neighbor is very panicked. My wife comes running to me, and of course I'm gesturing towards everybody to stop making noise. I'm trying to do a segment with Greg Pogue here, and the message is relayed to me that the car that I was driving at this time is in fact in the driveway and on fire. So I replied to you as you finished asking a question. I said, car's on fire, and threw the phone. I thought hung up and threw it down, but I just said, car's on fire, and threw the phone, and it landed on a couch, to which you guys then heard live on the air me running out the door. And this was in the middle of winter, so there was ice actually on the ground. One of those time periods where we were just covered, everything, the sidewalks, the grass, just covered in ice. So I run outside barefoot, jump in the passenger side of the car because it was unlocked. This was a stick shift when stick shifts still existed. So jump in the car because I realize it's on fire just 2 feet from my garage door, which means my entire house is about to burn up. So I go ahead, pop it into neutral, and I let it start to roll out of the driveway as my legs are dangling out the side of the truck. And then I cut the wheel. It gets to the middle of the street. I hop out. And then it just burns to the ground right there in the middle of the street in Antioch. And there was not a thing I could do. A neighbor, a great friendly neighbor, just did not know me at all at the time. We've become friends ever since, but stopped immediately in his car, jumps out with a fire extinguisher, runs up, and he goes, I'll help. And he shoots this little tiny fire extinguisher into it, and it was like putting a drop of water on a forest fire. And it was just hilarious. And he just looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry, man. He goes, it's all I had, but I figured it was worth a shot. And we just kind of stood there and I laughed. And, you don't normally laugh your car burning up, but everybody was safe. The house ended up being safe. The car burned down. And Greg, this is what's one of the strangest things about that whole story. Not that my car, it ended up being a leaky fuel line. The fuel line was leaking fuel down into the engine while I was driving. And it's amazing that it didn't somehow catch fire while I was driving and possibly even blow up. But the weirdest thing of all about this was that earlier that day, my next door neighbor's house burnt down.
Wow.
So my next door neighbor's house burnt down that morning. And when I came home that night, the fire was completely out. The fire department had already come. They had already gone. That family had already, you know, were moving on. And then my car catches on fire. So there were two fires in the span of 12 hours on a street that has only three houses. I think someone was trying to send us a message.
Well, and I remember being on the air and you said, my car's on fire, and that was the last I heard, but we heard it didn't hang up.
Yeah,
and we hear all of that. We hear all of the stuff that's going on, and I said, we got to get out of this. But
it
was bizarre.
It was fascinating.
You know, the number two bizarre thing while we're into this, we got a whole June topic here in July, but I think probably one of the funniest interviews we've done on this station when we had Pete Weber on and he got pulled over by the police. And we're hearing the conversation with the police officer. So I was pretty,
just to add one more to that, just bizarre things overheard on calls that had to be dropped all of a sudden. Did not realize at one point in time, a show I used to produce here on this radio station, got a call. It was a regular caller, and did not realize that he was animal control for Davidson County. And so he was on a call, and he had been on hold for quite some time and didn't hang up the phone. So when we went to him, we didn't know what was going on. All we heard was all kinds of commotion and some yelling and things like that. Well, it turns out we had gotten an animal control officer on the line, and he was in the middle of trying to help someone with a major problem at their home. So we're going, hello, hey, you there? And just this whole crazy scene is unfolding. Yeah, it went on for about a minute before we finally said, maybe we ought to bail out of this one right here. And then he called back later and explained, oh my God, I'm animal control. I'm so sorry. I guess someone had noticed his phone was still on and let him know that it was all live on the radio.
Well, all of that against the backdrop of, as we mentioned earlier, with our technical difficulties with our phone system, it was supposed to be transported all of the lines from our previous location to this location, the Goggin Cold Hall Studios here in Woodbine, and that was supposed to be done by midnight, and it's not happened yet. So if you're trying to call, we're sorry about that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. A couple things. One, and Mike Organ's coming in. We talked about Mike coming in. He's just going to hang out with us. And once again, just such a wonderful honor for him being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame tonight over at Cumberland University. I've got a date for that. Greg Ruff and I are heading over for that. I just wanted to be there to help him celebrate that. He's been just such a good friend and a good competitor. And that's the thing I appreciate about it. But a couple things. One, and we should have hit on this earlier, sad news, and I just hope it turns out to be a good news story. Albert Hainsworth, at 38 years old, on Instagram yesterday put up that his kidneys have failed. He is in dire need of a transplant. His kidneys failed on July 7th. He had also mentioned that he had had a brain aneurysm previously, 3 years after being out of the NFL, and so they're looking for a kidney a donor at Vanderbilt Hospital, and the photo was quite sobering of him in the hospital. But I always find Albert to be very pleasant, very good guy, but this is sad news. So the number 615-936-0695, extension 2 for that. So I just wanted to mention that, and certainly our thoughts, prayers with Albert and the family there. But if you know anybody who's so inclined, there you go. Albert Hainsworth at 38, in need of a kidney. All right, let's go to take a break. It's been a sad week, really, in a lot of ways. The passing of Greg Johnson. After this break from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, we'll hear a tribute for the former Predators captain by Pete Weber.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, pizzas, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 92. Cloudy overnight with your low at 72. A chance of showers on Friday, then partly sunny, your high at 89. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get in on the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show now. 615-844-5600. Obviously, you have nothing else going on.
I always enjoy having Pete Weber on the show, the voice of the Predators. This is one I really wish I hadn't had to ask, quite frankly, because he's always welcome. But yesterday, the passing, Monday, the passing of former Captain Greg Johnson at the age of 48. Pete, good morning.
Good morning to you, and I'll just throw a little aside here, not to distract or pull away from the subject matter, but you just took me back in time when I heard the Marquees and last night as that musical bed going in, because I can keep hearing Brent Musburger doing his NBA tease over that music back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, Steve Cropper and the Marquees with that.
Yep.
So just terrible news as it filtered out on Monday. Greg Johnson, an original Predator, 7 years here, second team captain, and really, in my mind, one of the class act. You know, and I've said this on this station many, many times, my favorite Predator of all time was Greg Johnson, just because of that first 7 years, how graciously he handled everything.
Yeah, every situation, including... And just to remind people what it was like that night in November of 2005 when Uri Fischer collapsed on the Red Wings bench and the Predators were up in Detroit for that game. And I'll never forget doing the upstairs-downstairs interview with Greg while we were still waiting to find out what the disposition of that particular match might turn out to be. You're going to stop it, pick it up later on whatsoever. And I could just tell from the look on Greg's face that there was probably in the dressing room as well, no idea whatsoever of playing any more hockey that night.
It's you when these guys come here, Pete, the expansion, you've seen this. A lot of guys don't want to come here when that expansion team happens. But yeah, he seemed to embrace the role of, like, you know what, new adventure, new challenge, and do it. What separated him? Is that what made him special?
He just enjoyed, you used the critical word there, Joe, challenge. He enjoyed the challenge. He met that consistently in his college career at North Dakota, where he is still North Dakota's all-time leading scorer. He embraced that no matter where he was in the NHL. Philadelphia draftee, played in Pittsburgh, played in Chicago and Detroit before coming here to join the Predators, and then tried to rejoin Detroit, but a physical would not allow that in the fall of 2006. But challenges were something he always wanted to meet. I think he was one of those guys who enjoyed being the underdog. I look back through my files just for photos and so on, and I knew that his hero was Wayne Gretzky. So I had a picture, I thought, that was given to me of him facing off against Wayne Gretzky. It was then the Nashville Arena. And the fact of the matter is, you see Wayne Gretzky, you barely see Greg Johnson. That might be a little bit of a commentary on how big Wayne Gretzky truly was, not physically, but in terms of impact.
Well, I just look at that as seeing a guy that laid the foundation for so many things, wonderful things to come here, and the fact he embraced that. Because wasn't there one guy that did not want to come here, and I forget his name?
Yeah, he was a guy from Detroit, and he happened to be the son-in-law of the owner of the New York Football Giants, and that was a guy named Doug Brown, who simply refused to report after being taken in the expansion draft, and the Predators got some other compensation for them. The fans in that early year, that first year, I think realized that. So every time Mr. Brown stepped on the ice for the Red Wings here in Nashville, he was so warmly greeted.
Pete Weber at Pete Weber Sports on Twitter, the passing of Greg Johnson, 48. The thing that impressed me more about anything, along with him and some of the earlier guys, Scott Walker, a little later on Thomas Vokoun, everybody, but with Greg especially, that term non-traditional hockey market was such a convenient thing. And, of course, we've outgrown that finally in others' eyes. But there was what you and Crispy were doing with, the Predators one-on-one thing. He understood that this was, new to us here. There were the purists who knew it, but that it had to be an educational curve on and off the ice of just how an NHL franchise worked. And there was nobody better at understanding that than Greg.
No, you are absolutely correct. This is a guy, and again, another challenge to be embraced, but he went after it right away. I mean, that early group off that first team, there were, it took six seasons to make the playoffs, and obviously Greg was among those, along with Mike Dunham, Thomas Vokoun, Bob Buechner, and Joel Bouchard were not around for it, nor was J.J. Daniel. But Greg Johnson was on the ice for the very first faceoff in team history, set up the first goal in team history, and he was the guy who got them through so many potentially difficult times by just saying, come on, guys, we can do this. And they did.
With the when Korea signed here, was that 05 or 06? When was that?
That was the summer of 05. I was on a field in Rochester, New York, doing a minor league baseball broadcast, and I was interviewing Francisco Lariano of the Rochester Red Wings as my cell phone was burning a hole in my pocket. So that night in July of 2005 was very incredible. Now, there's another tie to Greg Johnson. They were teammates on the Canadian national team that took silver in the 1994 Winter Olympics. So I think we could say that Greg probably played a little bit of a role in Paul Kariya deciding to sign here in Nashville.
Yeah, and still that Kariya is still, and I, some might say Duchesne and all this, that Kariya to me is still the biggest signing at the time of what the Predators were trying to establish and accomplish to get him here. And Greg Johnson, like you talked, played a small part in getting Paul Kariya here.
Yeah, and well, Paul Kariya, I think, was what, for the rest of the National Hockey League, gave this Nashville franchise legitimacy. And when they saw that Paul Kariya wanted to play here, indeed, he probably more than the Predators recruiting him, he recruited the Predators. I think that was a huge move, without question.
Pete Weber with us at Pete Weber Sports as well. And, yeah, I remember distinctly, you know, when he had gone back to the Red Wings and then, of course, that physical found the irregular heartbeat. And, you know, it's easy for people to connect the dots to then and now. So, but we just don't know. You never know. No. But I remember talking to him about a month after he was retired. And of course, he's disappointed, but he was so much at peace. He was living in the Detroit area. He had his two girls, and he just seems like he transitioned into that post NHL life that was forced upon him early. And so well.
He was one of those, though, that I think Greg was preparing for that as the career went along. It wasn't like all of a sudden he got a thanks, I needed that aftershave shot in the morning. He was always involved in researching the financial markets and so on, and that's where he cast his lot thereafter. And, you know, that heart situation that he had turned out to be hereditary. And his brother, Ryan, also was forced into retirement. He was trying to come on with the St. Louis Blues that year, and he couldn't pass his physical either.
I'm trying to think of other guys that have passed away from those early teams that stand out. I'm sure there's been others, but to me, Greg's the one that stands because it's the most current and the recent one.
Yeah, and, you know, then later, obviously, Wade Belak, but I cannot think of no other names occur to me.
Well, yeah, he's 48 years old. There's really, you know, with all of that. And you know, the one thing he was, and you know, there was a time that there were three player shows in this town. Greg had one on another station. Scott Walker had one on another station. And then we had Thomas Vo Kuhn on this station.
Right.
And there was a rivalry. And you witnessed it because I've heard you talk about it, like on the plane ride back, that every one of them had to jockey because their mission was to bring a player, you know.
Yes.
And so, well, two others are eliminated because they're already got their shows. And it was always funny how they would almost bribe the other players to come to their show. And so, and that was sort of the heyday of that and of really, and I think Greg, once again, like what you and Pete did, was so important to bringing this city along because of that. But there was always that playfulness between that trio.
The playfulness, and I would have to say the bribery of nice meals.
Yes.
That got divvied out for all of that, for the prize for being on the air.
You almost feel bad talking about, you know, the Matt Duchene press conference yesterday because of all the news that happened, but, you know, the sport of hockey goes on, and, you know, and Duchene's here now, happy to be here. I think he might be, Pete, the happiest guy the Nashville Predators have ever signed.
Well, I did a sit down with him yesterday that'll be later online. And he obviously was very, I said, okay, first of all, was there truly a love affair between you, your family, and the city of Nashville? And he said, yeah, without any question. And I will not do a spoiler thing here for anything else, but he also follows along because I asked him, I said, you know, you obviously were taught, whoever your coaches were from youth hockey on, that you always played until you heard the whistle. He said, where are you going? I said, I think I know where you're going. And that was in February of 2013 when he didn't hear a whistle and he scored that offside goal against Chris Mason,
which
has brought us to the offside challenge in today's NHL.
Well, it just, you talk about strength through the middle now. That amps it up big time.
Does it ever? There's a lot of more interchangeability, I think, that Peter Laviolette has to work with here right now. And I know the first occurrence in many minds in this area, well, that helps solve power play problems. And there's a very good chance that indeed it can.
You know, Pete, it seems like since P.K. Subban got traded, because that was been in the talks and rumored for months and months, like this huge cloud was kind of let off the Predators because of all that. Now it's done. It's over with. Duchene's here. Go forth and conquer.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Move on. Or as Bill Belichick would say, we're talking about Cincinnati now.
It just seems because this was hanging everybody's heads for months. And now that it's over with, it seems like a breath of fresh air.
It really does. It really does. And, you know, and Matt Duchene has talked about, you know, if there's one thing he could write a book on right now, it's how to quickly move your place of residence, how to get things packed up, because here's a guy who moved from Denver to Ottawa to Columbus and now to Nashville in a very brief period of time, and he understands what goes into all of that now.
Well, he already has a house here, so he could just kick out his tenants and take over.
Yeah, and he's putting one up for sale now in Denver as well, which he still held through his Avalanche days.
Yeah, well, Pete, always a pleasure, and we'd love to obviously talk to you under better circumstances.
Well, hold on, I got it. Pete, before we go, we brought something up earlier about, we were talking about, today's Andre Dawson's birthday, and we were talking about the 1987 Chicago Cubs, how awful they were. And we parlayed that into talking about the 88 MVP, Kirk Gibson. And I was telling Greg, remember the story of what Kirk Gibson's first day at spring training, what his teammates did to him. Remember?
Yep. The shoe polish on the inside of the hat band. And, he didn't enjoy that too much. His combativeness came out right away without any question. And that 87 Cubs team, on that Cubs team was one of my boyhood buddies, Jimmy Sundberg, a catcher. And in that off season, we talked about what the impact Andre Dawson had there. If people can recall, he signed a blank contract. He said, I just want to play for the Cubs on natural grass, get my aching knees off the AstroTurf that was at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. And what a monster year he had. And it was incredible to watch. Guys, there's one thing I want to say about Greg. And I think he summed himself up very well. The Chicago Tribune, before Greg came here, the Predators took him from the Blackhawks roster in the expansion draft of 98, would do these little vignettes and ask the players to try to sum themselves up in three words. And here are the three words Greg Johnson used to sum himself up, and I think people can understand with these words why he was such an effective leader in the Predators dressing room. These were the three words: competitive, honest, and loyal.
Hard to top that.
Pete.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on Greg Johnson. We really appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you for asking. Appreciate it, guys.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
on the air with Alpha Wildlife. They would like to take this time out to remind all motorists to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phone and never text and drive. This safety tip is from Alpha Wildlife, serving the mid-state and greater Nashville area for all your wildlife removal and protection needs. If you have a pest, they'll take care of the rest. Call 615-434-5331. That's 615-434-5331. Alpha Wildlife, veteran-owned and operated, saluting the men and women of our U.S. military.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio. Call the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show now. 615-844-5600.
Cock and Cold Hall Studios. Hey, we're going to be down at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow morning, and Bill King Show and our show, and also we will be at the Southern Steak and Oyster a week from tomorrow. And if you mentioned, as we mentioned earlier on, we had thought that our phone lines from our previous studio location would have been transported in by midnight tonight, and that's still in the process. So no phones in or out here. So no one can, like, Joe can't call and harass Mike Organ next hour. He's going to be our guest, longtime Tennessean sports writer, and he is rightfully so being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. And good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Well, just, good morning. Greg.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything but talk there.
I didn't know I was going to get to come on early.
And
so.
and Joe left you a signed card there.
And did you guys bring the trash cans with you?
I loved it last night when you put up on Facebook that you were doing Nashville a solid by filling in for Joe. We appreciate that.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys did him a solid by not having him this week, and then I thought, well, I'll take it to another level.
Yep. So
sit in for him.
So you're going to be in next hour, and we'll say right now, congratulations for tonight. What an honor.
Thank you. It really is, and I have still trying to come up with something to say tonight when that happens, because just struggling to find the words.
Thank Greg Pogue.
It'll start with Greg Pogue and the banner who drove me crazy for the first half of my career.
Well, the thing is, we talked about that earlier, how we would scratch and claw and fight and then go drink a beer and laugh about
I mean, you know, it was intense. I mean, Jimmy Davey once told me, he goes, just remember, these are the guys that are taking food off your table. These are the guys that are keeping your kids from going to college. That's our intent. But then after it was over, we'd go have lunch, go have dinner, whatever. But now the only Hall of Fame I ever thought I'd be in would be, you know, the kind you go in the front door and out the back, you know, after seeing all the great names and stuff. So it is still kind of surreal.
And Greg Ruff and is my date tonight.
We're wonderful couple.
Yeah, we make a good couple. So we will. I'll check in. As a matter of fact, we're both members of the Tennessee Writers Association. So,
well, you should be. Yeah, man,
I have it. I've been for years.
Yeah.
Only bad thing is I've got to pay for it myself now. So, Charlie, we'll get into all that, but we've got our best worst segment right now.
All right, Greg, I know what you're getting at here. You want me to ask you something? You want me to ask you? What day is it?
Well, I thought you would ask.
And I did.
Thank you very much. It's All-American Pet Photo Day. Now, that's something you're good at. What's your dog's name that I see you sleeping with all the time?
Abby.
Am I right or wrong?
Oh, no doubt.
I see
these
Facebook photos of you two, you know.
You come in, you sit down, then she sits down on top of you. You have no choice whatsoever.
So, All-American Pet Photo Day.
Big day in our family.
Free Slurpee Day. Well, I guess we're supposed to get National Rainier Cherries Day. Which kind of cherries do you prefer? Rainier cherries?
Yes, the Rainier cherries. Yeah.
National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. So somebody needs to get with Joe, Big Joe, today and help him out.
Somebody other than me.
National Blueberry Muffin Day. You like the blueberry
muffins?
Not
a big muffin fan.
Okay. National Mojito Day. That is a drink. That is
not a big drinker, so.
National Swimming Pool Day.
Oh, I'm all over that.
You down for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's what we got. So let's hit it.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Well, this day in sports, we're going to skip right to the birthdays, okay? Because it's only thing I have is All-Star Game stuff and World Soccer. So, you cool with that?
If it's a trivia question, Mike's going to know it, but I understand.
I've been working so hard on the birthdays.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, then that's more effort that's been put into it in the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, well, except when I do it when he's not here, which is quite often lately.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about a while ago. He's either, what you said, he comes late, leaves early?
Yeah, he comes
or just
late.
Or doesn't come at all?
Yeah, he comes late, leaves early. So, but on this day in sports, I can make some things up. You ready?
Let's go.
All right.
Yes, we're ready. The music's playing.
See, it's all U.S. It's all World Cup. It's
all right, then just do birthdays.
And it's all, like, do you want to know the U.S. Women's Golf Tournament or whatever? And like 1995, who was the All-Star MVP, game MVP? You and Jeff Conine. So we're wasting our time on that. Birthdays. Here we got. We got to get in. You got to get within two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember, the whole point of the best worst is to waste time. That's the whole point of it. All right, let's start.
All right, here we go. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, I'm all over the map here. Tennis player Caroline Wozniacki. Pretty lady. Tennis player.
41.
39.
28. Andre Johnson, who had a cup of tea with the Titans. Wide receiver.
35.
36.
38, Charlie.
Charlie's good at this. I listen. Charlie's good at this.
Oh, tell me. I'm the one that takes the brunt of it. Rod Strickland, New York Knick, former New York Knick guard.
Yeah.
Rod Strickland.
33.
Strick's got to be 53 by now.
He is exactly 53 by
Way
now.
Way off on that one.
Yeah, you it said would I get within two. I meant years, not decades, okay? Leon Spinks.
Ugh.
Leon Spinks.
Man.
How about that name?
I'm going to go 60.
Leon Spinks has got to be 71.
You're right in the middle, boys. 66.
That's a push.
Nah.
Yeah.
Lil Kim. L-I-L.
Lil Kim. 43.
Oh, Mike's good. 45.
Now, that is a push.
Push.
44.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
You're good, push, Mike.
We have a title sponsor of when there's pushes.
Uh-huh.
Push Beth DeBush of the OVC.
Who I'll be with in 2 weeks,
yeah,
actually.
Well, we're going to be doing our show out there.
Good.
That
good.
Morning. Giorgio Armani. Giorgio Armani.
Wow. 77.
85. 84.
It is 3-0, Charlie.
That wasn't a push. Oh,
that wasn't okay. No, that wasn't a push.
That was a push.
That was awful.
I was 7 off.
I can't. Rod Strickland, Richie Samburo. Who'd he play? Was he Richie the guitarist for?
Not Poison.
Oh, Richie Sambora.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, bon Jovi. You said his name weird. Threw
I know.
Me off.
Richie Sambora. Sambora. Guitarist for
57.
My sixth grade teacher claimed to have been dating Richie Sambora at the time, around 1988, but I would imagine she was one of many
who
were claiming to have been dating.
And I'm sure many did.
I mean, the guy settled down with Heather Locklear. I don't think Miss Mealy was getting it done over in the Highlands. He is, what you saying?
I said 57.
I'm going to say 55.
60.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Patrick Peterson, defensive back, one of the best defensive backs in the NFL, as a matter of fact. This is the last one, so you're going to...
30.
You're going to get on the board?
31.
28.
There we go.
You weren't shut out. So
let's come up with some more. I could rally.
Well, on this day in 1988, Mike Tyson hires Donald Trump as an advisor.
I never knew that.
Just thought I'd let you know that. Well, that is called The Best and the Worst.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, partly sunny with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, high 94, heat index 102. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low 76. Tomorrow, Thursday, 40% chance of thunderstorms, partly sunny, high 91. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
crazy train is leaving the station. Climb aboard. 615-844-5600.
Goggin Coldall Studios. We'll be taking it on the road tomorrow morning. We're going to be down at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bill King Show, and our show. Always talking about kitchen notes. I'll tell you about Bar Lines. You got to know Bar Lines, of course. Right there with the outdoor seating on Fifth Avenue. Just a beautiful setting. Perfect Nashville honky talk. Take in some live music or watch your favorite sports teams. Isn't that what we're all about? A sports bar. And a honky-tonk all in one, and they got these just huge TVs all over the place. And at your own table, they can offer you something called the multiple LCD HD TVs. Well, that's what's up on the wall. But with them, the Hear TV mobile app, where you can set a speaker at your table and listen to the particular television set that you're watching. Now, that's pretty dang cool. But anyway, and then the food's great anyway. It's open every day at 11 o'clock. It goes to 11 o'clock at night, Sunday through Thursday, all the way to 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday and Saturday. Now, you got to be 21 and older to get in after 8:30 as well. But Bar Lines, just great honky-tonk, and the food just is crazy, and the libations even better. Check it out, Bar Lines in the Omni Nashville Hotel. That's where we're going to be with both of our morning shows tomorrow. Hanging out in the studio with us next hour, newly minted Tennessee Sports Writer Association Hall of Famer Mike Organ from the Tennessean.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. President Trump is set to talk the census and citizenship in the White House Rose Garden this afternoon. A source tells ABC News that he's expected to sign an executive action to get a question about citizenship onto the next census. The Gulf Coast is gearing up for rain, wind, and flooding from a storm that could become a hurricane in the next couple of days. ABC meteorologist Rob Marciano was in Louisiana.
The storm in the Gulf doesn't even have a name yet, and already on Wednesday, New Orleans slammed with thunderstorms, a water spout, and this as water tries to drain down the Mississippi from an incredibly wet spring in the Midwest. Over 150 gates diverting about 10% of the Mississippi River flow.
A standoff in the Persian Gulf, Great Britain says one of its warships stopped several Iranian boats from intercepting an oil tanker. Greek officials now say they've collected evidence from at least one suspect in the murder of an American scientist on the island of Crete. This is ABC News.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
And now Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding everyone to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, serving our area with pride for 6 years. For the best in residential and light commercial HVAC, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is a name you can trust. For installs, repairs, and much more, they kept you warm all winter. Now let them keep you cool all summer. Call Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling today, 615-339-4699. Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling. They're people who care.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is from Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services, our full-service construction and environmental company. They do everything, folks, interior or exterior, from the foundation to the roof. No job is too big or too small. Give them a call at 615-541-3996. That's 615-541-3996. Again, that's Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans and going the extra mile for our customers.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
It is hour number two, Greg Puck, Big Joe Show, Crazy Charlie, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be down there tomorrow. Bill King's show and our show will be there. We're in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Tom Hodges and the crew there with that family business. Just great people on top of everything else. And you want to check out their website, drivegogginkold.com and gogginkold.com and the Twitter at cold_hall. Well, we had him on a little bit of the last hour to have his brains beat out by Charlie, just like Charlie beats my brains out every day. How's it feel, Mike Horgan?
It feels about like I thought it would. I totally expected it because I listened to you guys all the time, and I knew it was going to be tough. And I was no competition for Charlie whatsoever.
No, and I don't know. I just let it be, you know, part of the life that I will never succeed in, and that's fine. I've got a lot of those. But for you, Mike, Mike Horgan, 37 years?
No, 34.
34 years? Well, I mean, I wasn't off by. No. 34 years.
You're just not good with years, Greg.
34. I almost got within two.
You weren't even within two. It'll be 34 years in August.
Wow. And then tonight, what an honor, being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. There's a dinner tonight at Cumberland University. And seriously, Greg Ruff and I will be there to pay our tributes.
Oh, more than anything else, or as much as anything else, I'm looking forward to seeing so many friends, because it's going to be one of those few times where you're in a big room and know everybody in the room. And so many people are going to be there, and so many people who've helped me along the way. Just really looking forward to the fellowship and just seeing some old friends.
Yeah, and thing too is with Teresa Walker, JoJo Freeman, Maurice Patton, former Tennessean. I think he's the sports editor of the Columbia newspaper now.
Yeah.
They've really done a nice job keeping the Tennessee Sports Writers Association on track? Because, you know, over the years, it's, you know, it's had more visibility, less visibility. People don't know it, but they name, you know, all state teams. They name coaches of the year. I think what Rick Barnes and
Grant Williams. Darby Maggard was the female player of the year.
And Kim Rosman.
Kim Rosman.
At Tennessee Tech.
Brent Stockstill.
Right.
And Rick Stockstill were the coach and football player of the year.
There we go.
They named the tennis team today. I just saw that come over Twitter. And they've been naming this week, I think, the other sports, like the spring sports and those kind of things.
Well, I do want to mention, too, and I mentioned it earlier, that unfortunately we won't be able to take any phone calls for Mike because we're in the process of – we're in a phone line hell right now. And but that should be remedied throughout the day.
But great new digs. Love the studio.
Yeah, what do you think, man? The Gog and Kodal Studios.
It's fantastic. I think it's it looks good. It's comfortable. And you don't have to go through Nashville to get to it.
Well, been to all four.
I have, yeah.
Mount Crack,
yes,
where we were.
Loved going to Mount Crack. Just didn't want to have any ice on the road that day.
No, and the one day I went down through there trying to get out of there, and I slid all the way across Charlotte Pike, and then landed in the and you know what I did? There was a little one of those little tobacco stores that you get things in and everything.
You just went right in there.
I got out of the, instead of, you know, acting like, oh my God, I'm glad that there wasn't anybody coming either way. I just slid right up, got out, and went right in like I meant to do it.
Just so, found something you wanted.
Yeah, and then Mount Crack, of course, now has condos on it worth $500,000. A piece.
So it just shows they can put a condo anywhere, because I would have just thought once that place got vacated, that'd be it for that little mountain there.
Yeah.
And but as you said earlier, a great view, and those condos, very modern condos, look great from the interstate.
Well, that whole Charlotte Pike area, all the way out Nations and everything, and even on out on the other side of the interstate, what's going on out towards Centennial. That way, it's just crazy. But anyway, and then our third location was over in Division. It actually was the ground floor of an old historic building that they tore down. And it was Amy Grant's studio that we were in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was Amy Grant's studio. Okay. Remember, it had the glass.
Yeah, it did. That's
where
right.
The producers were on the other side. Yep. Yeah. And then here, and then over on in Metro Center. And then now here.
And everywhere you've gone has been a developing area, and this is a developing area.
It's crazy.
This road through here is
Is the Woodbine area. Uh-huh. I mean, they're doing like they did in East Nashville and Germantown and wherever. You know, they'll tear down one house and build three. on the same lot. What was your first thought when how did you find out you'd been inducted? Did Teresa call you, Marie, somebody?
Well, I found out that, of course, you get nominated first.
Right.
And then I looked at who else was nominated. And then I looked at the parameters, and they only let in two living and one deceased person each year in the Hall of Fame.
And you are one of the living.
And I was one of the living. And I looked at the other living, and I thought, you know, I won't get in, but this is nice to be nominated. And I trying to remember who else was nominated, who I hope will soon get in. I know Chris Dortch,
A
good mutual friend of ours. It was nominated, and
long time Chattanooga Times, long, of course. Yeah. Now
and been, still very prevalent, in the media.
And of course, Blue Ribbon College
Blue
Basketball.
Ribbon College Basketball, one of the foremost college basketball experts in the country. Mm-hmm. All there is to it, and an NBA guy too. He knows the NBA well too. But Chris was on the ballot. A couple of sports information directors. I think Brad Kirtley, longtime sports information director from Austin Peay. Maybe Rob Schabert from Tennessee Tech. But anyway, I thought it would be nice. It was nice, something to go home and tell my wife that I'd been nominated for, and we just wait and see. You know, maybe I'll get back on. I think you remain on the ballot for a couple of years, and then
it goes to the Veterans Committee.
Yes, and then, yeah, like the pro football. So. That was, like I said, that was nice enough in itself just to get nominated. And then to get in just was beyond words. And like I said, I'm going to have to give a speech here in a few hours, and I'm still looking for the words because just never expected it, never anticipated it. I don't, you know, you and I both are in the high school football, Nashville High School Football Association.
Right. I'm in two halls of fame.
Are you?
Yeah. We're both in the Metro Nashville Football. I'm also in the Nashville Black Coaches Association Hall of Fame.
Right. So. Yeah. So to get into that, I thought, well, you know, that's it for me. I've accomplished more than I ever thought I would accomplish in life to get in the Hall of Fame. So that was a great honor. But to get in this, which is more specifically your area of expertise, and I mean, you're talking about the Fred Russells and the John Bibbs of the world and the David Clymers and the Larry Woodies and Jimmy Davies, you know, Edgar Allen. I mean, these are guys that I grew up reading and idolizing and then trying to mimic. And, you know, Jimmy Davies was my mentor, and boy, I wish he could be there tonight. And Jimmy's doing well, but he's not quite able to be at this. So, just a humongous honor.
Yeah. Before we go any other further, too, I want to offer mine and from the radio station the passing of your father-in-law, your wife, Lady's father, yesterday. So earlier this week.
Yes,
I just want to pass that along.
Thanks so much. It's really a bittersweet week. I mean, I'm working on a speech for the Hall of Fame one day, and then I'm delivering a eulogy 2 days after that. So, just. Tough week, roller coaster up and down. Great, great man. Loved him dearly, and so did his entire family. So that's greatly appreciated.
Leo
Bedos.
Oh, from Lebanon, and they were married 54 years.
Just 4 years ago, I spoke at their 50th wedding anniversary out at Hermitage Golf Course. And such a, a great honor to get to do that. And not really looking forward to this Saturday, but at the same time, it's an honor because to be asked because he was such a great man.
Well, again, pass along to Lady will. And the family our thoughts with that. I know he had been ill for a while, and so she's a sweetheart, too. Put up with you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to say something about her tonight, too. I don't know what, but something.
Mike Organ is our guest, longtime sports writer, columnist, whatever. The thing, and that is my favorite thing, is the Mid-State chatter. And it was, you know, Joe Biddle, you had lunch with yesterday, had the random ruminations that he started at the Banner when that was bought out by the Tennessee and he moved over there, and he had that. And then you've taken it just to, I mean, they give you – everybody else gets about 12 to 14 inches. You got a page.
Yeah, it was that we went when Joe left. We didn't have that item notes column. Basically, is what it is, and it is a column. There's an opportunity to express yourself in it. So it's not just a notes package. So
yeah, because a notes package would, you know, notes. Your lead could be 25, 30 inches.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And in fact, it just came out today, I guess about 4 hours ago. It was published. We publish it usually on Thursdays, and it's in Sunday's paper. And in fact, there's something in there today about
that's
Greg
not
Pogue.
Why I brought that
and,
up.
And I came in here thinking I was going to hear jazz and we were going to be talking blues and But the lead this week, you mentioned that it can be a long lead. It's a long lead this week, the lead note, because I recap kind of update on all the local, not just the local, but the statewide college players and how they're doing in the NBA summer leagues. That's a tough nut to crack there to keep up with the summer leagues. Now, I know they're on ESPN too, but there's not a lot of box scores, statistics kept, and that kind of thing.
You automatically go to each team's website.
Yeah, you can do that, but they update late. They don't worry about keeping it right up to date. NBA.com doesn't keep it up to date. RealGM.com is pretty good, but is usually a day or two late. So, Admiral Schofield got his first start last night. There's some interesting stuff.
Yeah, we're going to go over
there.
Each one of the, because I think it's, you know, just to mention all the people that are in it, because it, you know, you just, obviously you think about the UT or you think about a Windler or you think about the obvious ones.
Vanderbilt
and with those and everything, but there's so many would do that. This is the one thing, you know, the NFL gets so much credit because they keep the NFL in the limelight for 365. Okay,
right.
There's always, you go from obviously mini camps to free, you know, there's always the combine, all the things. This is about the only dead period there is for the next few weeks till training camp starts. But the NBA has found them a niche here,
mm-hmm.
because right now, about a 2-week deal?
Well, they play the California Classic, uh-huh. which is part of the Summer League.
Right.
Then they play another weekend, I think, and then they do this for about 8 to 10 days.
Yeah, at the MGM Grand. I flipped over there because right now, what else is there to
watch?
Yeah,
it's the perfect time to do this.
You know?
Yeah, and ESPN2 has several games each night.
But it is, and so they have found them a niche, and maybe Malcolm Turner should get credit for that.
Yeah.
The new Vandy AD. You met him yet?
Yeah, met him at the baseball celebration.
Yeah.
First time I met him and Jerry Stackhouse. Really liked Jerry Stackhouse and really liked that he hired two of my friends on his staff, and Ricardo Patton and James Strong.
James Strong, yeah. Of course. Ricardo, he's obviously used to be the head coach of Colorado, right? From around here.
And used to be a cameraman for Hope Hines at Channel
5. Channel 5.
Fifth degree black, but a true Renaissance man, was on the staff at MTSU.
They hired three of your friends. You mentioned James Strong, who comes over from the Belmont staff. Of course, James played there. Tommy Smith.
Well, Tommy Smith, yeah, but not on the basketball staff. Yeah,
but that
but still,
hire,
you're right? Yeah,
for
brilliant,
him,
brilliant.
Because people will say, "How will Jerry handle all of the non-basketball stuff?" Tommy Smith is perfect for that. I don't know if he's not director of basketball operations, but he's an advisor to the
athletics director.
I think that's an excellent hire.
Yeah, that's a great hire. And the really cool thing is Tommy's always working. I had lunch with him the other day, breakfast actually. He and Larry Spito, Larry Woody, Hope Hines, and we all went to Cracker Barrel. And Larry Spito started talking about the baseball team and how well it's doing, but how sometimes they don't the school hasn't reached out to some of its older alums and that kind of thing. And Tommy was taking notes, and he said, "You know what? I'm going to take this stuff to Malcolm, and I'm going to tell him this is an area where we need to work on."
Yeah, that's a and tell people who Tommy is.
Tommy grew up in Donelson. His dad was one of the most prominent eye doctors in town. Went to school at Castle Heights, played basketball up there, then played basketball at Cumberland, and then went to MTSU, and then became the coach at Cumberland during their transition from junior college to four-year school, and did such a good job that he was recently inducted into the Cumberland Hall of Fame. Went on to MTSU and was on Bruce Stewart's staff for a long time, 7-8 years, was on that staff with Ricardo Patton, in fact. Then moved on into pro basketball, sort of. He became the coach of the Nashville Jammers.
The Music City,
Jammers. Owned by Larry Spito. One Larry Spito. Larry's big in this conversation.
Let me give you a little sidebar, because I was working at the Banner, and the Music City Jammers played at Municipal Auditorium. So I got sent down there to cover like the first game.
Yeah.
And they had buckets sitting out on the floor. It's the first basketball game I ever got assigned to that got rained out.
Yeah, there were holes in the ceiling at the Municipal Auditorium, and it got rained out. But Tommy went on to win a championship in that league. And from there, he kind of used that as a launching pad to get into the
CBA.
CBA, yeah. Yes, yeah. And did well in the CBA, and then moved over into the D League, which it was at the time, and eventually became the basically right-hand man of Malcolm Turner, second man, kind of ran that league for a while, too,
he worked for Jimmy Sexton.
Jimmy Sexton, he sure did. At some point in there, he did. I can't remember exactly when that was, but the greatest guy in the world, nicest guy in the world, knows everybody, and really is a good hire for Vanderbilt.
When I saw that, I thought, man, that made so much sense, because he can handle every situation.
You wouldn't call him a Vanderbilt guy, and I'm holding up quote marks, and that's good. Vanderbilt needed a guy that wasn't a Vanderbilt guy.
Yeah. Mike Organ is our guest, 34 years, the writer for the Tennessean, and this evening will be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame at a banquet ceremony at Cumberland University. Looking forward to being out there and cheering. Greg Ruff and I are going to do a two-man wave.
Yeah, I was hoping for the wave. I mean, that's really expected. I do have pom-poms for my group.
All right. And again, we apologize. We wanted people to be able to call in and talk to Mike, but as we've mentioned several times throughout the morning, the phone company let us down, so our phone lines won't be until later today, the ones from the other place. So anyway, we'll take a break. Be back in just a few.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Smashville Mechanical is reminding Americans to honor and show support to the troops and veterans who fight and have fought for our country's freedom and American way. This salute is from Smashville Mechanical, Middle Tennessee's full-service mechanical expert backed by over 25 years of experience. For residential or commercial heating, air conditioning, refrigerating, or plumbing, call 615-823-0452. That's 615-823-0452. Smashville Mechanical. They're people who care.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what.
Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what, no questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Amada Senior Care provides certified caregivers to assist seniors or adults with disabilities in the comfort of their own home. Amada assists with personal care needs such as bathing, dressing, medication reminders, and meal preparation, plus light housekeeping and transportation services. Amada Senior Care services hundreds of clients with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and they have a certified dementia practitioner on staff 24/7. Amada Senior Care is A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau and is the only home care agency in Middle Tennessee to be A+ certified by the Home Care Standards Bureau. They're experts in the field of long-term care insurance and work directly with all insurance carriers on behalf of the family so families don't have to do a thing. Amada has an exclusive relationship with the NFL Alumni Association to help past players learn how to access long-term care insurance policies that are provided as a benefit for vested players. Amada Senior Care Nashville proudly serves all of Middle Tennessee from their corporate headquarters in Murfreesboro. Give them a call today at 615-933-7494 or online at amadanashville.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high of 92. Heat index to 101 with a west-northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms before midnight, partly cloudy, low 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Two guys on the radio who look exactly how you think they do.
With Crazy Charlie, we are in the Goggin Cold Hall studios. Mike Organ is our guest, 34 years, sports writer for the Tennessean, and still going strong. Tonight we'll be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. I thought you had to be like retired 5 years before you could. Isn't that what, or 3 years or something?
I didn't think you could be in your 20s and get in, and that, I'm really appreciative.
So I'm trying so you've worked for 34, and you're just now 20.
When I was about four.
You could have got away with like
30s, 49,
maybe. You know, started when you're 15, but I do want to do this because it's in. It'll be your Mid-State Chatter, but it's also now online at Tennessean at the website, the sports website, about how many, and in your lead hits it right. There's no shortage of players from Tennessee in the NBA Summer League. I don't ever remember. There's five from the state who were selected in the draft, and 10 other former players. So essentially, 15. In the NBA Summer League with a local connection.
I don't think we've ever had anything close to this. You know, a few years ago, MTSU had several that I think three that were in the league, but at the time, I don't think that Tennessee had anybody there at the time. But now, you know, not only do we have the Tennessees and the Vanderbilts and the Memphises, we've got a Lipscomb and a Belmont representative.
You're going to have to go to work. I got a correction already.
What?
I think Damian Jones got traded to the Hawks.
Oh, did he really? Well, yeah. Then that's been in the last couple of days.
I think it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, or last night. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I saw it on the crawl last night. So you may want to look that up. But Kyle Alexander with the Miami Heat, undrafted. Jordan Bone, of course, out of Innsworth and UT, and he was in the second round by the Pelicans, got traded to the Pistons, made his debut the other night.
He did. That was he's only played one game, I think, and did well, or at least played a little bit that on Monday. A lot of Tennessee fans and local fans were waiting on him, but trade took a while because it happened on draft night, I believe, and didn't go through until at the start of this week.
I'm going to look this up about Damian Allen because, of
Damian
course,
Jones.
Damian Allen? That's when you and I were both covering Vanderbilt football, and Damian Allen was
the
quarterback. My God,
for Rod Dauhauer
was the. I thought I'd forgotten those years.
Tried.
A lot of people have. Yeah, Warriors trade Damian Jones, second round pick, to Hawks for Amari Spellman.
Okay, well, so, and see, that's the cool thing. There's a lot of complaints about the way that that journalism's done today, but the cool thing is I can go in there and fix that. You know, as soon as the show over.
I figured,
it's not wrong because you know it came out when it came out when I wrote this that was the case. So we just updated and Damian Jones has already concluded his summer league assignment and is back in Nashville at Vanderbilt taking a couple of classes he needs for graduation.
There you go. So, but now with the Atlanta Falcons.
Now,
Garrison Matthews.
Still hasn't played yet.
But he didn't get drafted, but signed a 2-year contract with the Wizards.
Yeah, and I feel sure they'll use him at some point. This thing wraps up Saturday, so hopefully he'll get to see some action before Saturday.
Somebody who I did their games at TSU, Tajir McCall, he was, 2-time OVC Defensive Player of the Year. He's played in 70 NBA G Leagues, according to your story, and, been up with the Nets. I guess he's with the Hawks right now, but he's right on the cusp.
He is. He played in a game. Did you mention that? Played in one game last year on a 10-day contract. And, he's right there. And they concluded yesterday that was their last game or whatever that was their last game. They're done Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he did well. He did well in the summer league. So hopefully something good will happen to him this year.
He's already got the Euro step down.
He could cover so much ground with one dribble. It was incredible.
And especially when you go on the road, everybody was, you know, wanting a traveling call.
Yeah.
And
his was legit. He had that much range. Yeah. I mean, it sure looked like it. And that's all that matters. That's like Rick Byrd talked about. You mentioned Garrison Matthews. After a game this year against Lipscomb, their arch rival, the retired Belmont coach Rick Byrd told me, he said, Garrison Matthews has the incredible knack for either getting fouled or looking like he got fouled.
Yeah.
And he said, and that's a compliment. He goes, because it doesn't matter if you got fouled or not. If you look like you did and they make the call, then that's all that matters. So that was not a criticism at all.
Speaking of Belmont, Kevin McClain, of course, undrafted, signed with Golden State, hadn't played yet. Admiral Schofield, the Washington Capitals, not the Capitals, but the Washington Bullets.
the
Washington Wizards in the second round. And he looks the part.
Yeah.
And I think he's got the range. I think he can play in that league.
Yeah, I think he was a bargain in the second round. Questions about his desire, I guess, came up at the end of the year, you know, when he took himself out and I guess didn't want to go back in. And I don't know. He'll have to overcome that. But if he wants to play, I think it's there for him. And he started in the last game. And I believe his 16 points led them in their last game.
Yeah, it's averaging right at 11 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, and I think we're going to agree on this one. Semi Chatu declared for the NBA draft after his freshman year at Vanderbilt, went undrafted. Grizzlies summer league rosters, played in a couple games. He was nowhere near ready.
Well, he didn't. As it says, he signed a summer league contract. He didn't even sign a free agent deal.
Yeah.
You know, he's not one of those two way deals or anything. So obviously, he wasn't ready, and just a really perplexing player. I mean, showed great promise at the beginning of the year when Darius Garland was playing, and then when Darius Garland went down, it's like his ankle or knee went down with him and just kind of disappeared. Had flashes, I guess, throughout the season, but was not ready and could have sure benefited for another year at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and you would think with a Stackhouse coming in,
yes,
you're going to get that NBA
yes
coaching,
yeah,
or some kind of prep that way. Anyway, Jarnell Stokes, who has been out for a while, 2014 draft by Utah, then went to the Grizzlies. He's played 28 NBA games here or there, whatever. He's now with the Trailblazers. Adonis Thomas, a former Memphis star. Grant Williams, I tell you what, he looks like he can. I mean, you
yeah
wonder about the size. What position is he going to play? Can he play a two? He's too slow. Can he play a three? Maybe he's not too slow there. Is he a four? Not big enough. But two-time SEC Player of the Year. And I think going to the Celtics was the perfect place for him.
Oh, I think the Celtics is absolutely the perfect place for him. He really was fortunate there. And I think they saw that too. And he had 16 points and 8 rebounds in his first start Tuesday night. So he's coming around, but he's played well in all the games that he's been in.
And Ja'Cory Williams, MTSU 2017 free agent with the Cavs, and so he took the final training cop spot. So that's at least
yeah
he's hanging on there. Dylan Windler, the first round pick to Cleveland, and he's. His range, I think, is really going to make him he's going to stick for a while. His range, not only shooting, but his just his
7 foot wingspan.
He looks like a condor.
Yeah,
there
he does. Yeah, and he was shooting NBA threes from the middle of the season on. I believe he started preparing for this around February, and because I thought, what in the world is he? He's shooting the ball between the top of the key and the half court line, and was making them. And now I see what he was doing. He was getting prepared for this summer league, and he and Grant Williams have probably played about as well as any of our players from the state.
And then Darius Garland, the former Brentwood Academy star, hurt what, 6th or 7th game
it
in?
It was way early. That
yeah
sounds about
and,
right.
And but he's not participating in the summer league, although he was what, the 5th overall pick.
Yeah, and I think he's okay. I think they're just playing it safe with him. And he's from everything I've read, he's expected to be ready for the preseason.
Belmont scheduled Alabama. I'm looking at it. Well, let's just read your column on air here. The Mid-State Chatter. Mike Organ is in with us. Belmont's going to play Alabama, huh?
That came out yesterday.
In Huntsville.
That came out yesterday. They're going to play in that Rocket City Classic. I think this is the 4th annual. And Alabama Huntsville will play a game in that. Springfield College. And, yeah, that'll be a good early season game. what were they last year? They played a lot of games last year, I noticed. I went and looked up Alabama's record, 18-16.
Yeah.
NIT team. So that'll be a good test for Casey Alexander's team without a Dylan Windler. Nice early season test before you get into the I guess their next game will be the OVC, wouldn't you think? Because in that when was that's well that's on the 21st. They may have a game or two before the OVC.
That usually doesn't start until maybe right around the last weekend of December.
Yeah.
Or right after Christmas.
Yeah, so it'll be close, but it'll be a good test for them early on.
Well, and here's an interesting.
Was that Dawson Armstrong?
No.
Oh, no.
One below that. There's the one before Jacob's, one after Jacob Stallings hitting his first big league home run. Sounds among leaders in merchandise sales.
Hogue up for top radio personality. That's right. Veteran local sports writer and broadcaster Greg Pogue has been nominated as a radio personality of the year. For sports? No. What would you be nominated for?
I guess I'm just a great guitarist. I'm nominated in the Nashville Industry Music Awards for the Nashville Jazz on Acme Radio Live Show. I do every Sunday night live, 6 to 8. And it was out of left field, and it's quite an honor.
You consider the other nominees, Kenny Smoove, who I know,
92Q.
92Q, he does a lot out of Tennessee State. Hood Rock, don't know Hood. Andy Heron and
from
Pope.
The Buzz, yeah.
Yeah. So
if you can go
good
vote.
Luck with that. Yeah. And I plan to vote on that. I'm not going to say who I'm voting for, but I'm going to vote.
Thanks a lot. You can only vote once on your website. It's NIMADigital.com. If anyone cares to go vote for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yep.
I'm surprised we don't have a campaign on this station for me.
Charlie, we'll get that started.
No, but I tell you, thanks for putting that in there.
Oh, certainly. I think it's fascinating, and it shows great versatility.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. I was going to say call Mike Organ, but we can't. So Mike and Organ are going to stick around right here, and we'll talk about how many different times we went on vacation separately and ran into each other.
Yes,
there was about a 3 or 4 year period, not knowing where the other was going, and all of a sudden there's Mike on vacation.
It was cosmic. It really was. It was phenomenal.
One of them, I was getting off a deep sea fishing boat, and you were getting on a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
In Destin. Hey, Mike.
Well, and it got to the point where we would just say, hey, Greg, hey, Mike, that'd be it.
Yep. Because, in this business, you
run into each other all the time.
Well, you've got to get your vacations in, June and July, or May, June, July.
I basically take from the second week of June till the first week of August every other week off because I have been at the Tennessee in a long time, and I do have a lot of vacation, and I have to take it all in that little compact area.
Yeah, because if you don't, you lose it.
You lose it.
Yep. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back with Mike Organ in just a few.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
about all the things that are fast and fun, like race cars, roller coasters, and horses. Know what else is fast and fun? Adding quick cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play for the chance to win up to $500 instantly. Plus, a chance to win the Tennessee Cash Jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash, featuring the new Quick Cash add-on, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I love my community, and as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show.
The best team all year acted like the best team last night.
Yeah.
They were the best team in every regard, and that's not easy.
Mission accomplished. You went out and got the job done. Now it's complete.
You have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history cap it with a second national championship.
Boom. They get the second national title. Good for those guys, man.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Call the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show now, 615-844-5600.
Well, not now.
No.
not now. As we mentioned, phone company is in the process of transporting all of our lines from our previous location to the new Goggin Cold Hall Studios, and that was supposed to be completed by midnight last night.
Was that Bell South? Or you remember Bell South?
Yeah, it's...
South Central Bell.
Mall Bell.
Mall Bell.
Yeah, Mall Bell's on it. Mike Organ is with us, just hanging out here, tonight we'll be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. 34 years at the Tennessean, local kid, DuPont, right?
DuPont, Old Hickory, Hermitage, Nashville grew up
but
in
not
East
Donaldson.
Not Donaldson, no, that belongs to somebody else.
That's Big Joe on that side of the river.
Whatever. Yeah.
You too. And a lot of people think you guys hate each other.
Oh, they definitely do.
It's so funny.
You ought to see people at the Y. If we're both there at the same time, they don't get between us.
Oh, man.
But we're not there very often at the same time because he's never there.
Yeah. Just some superlatives. Your favorite coach... And there's been a lot of good ones and bad ones. I'm not going to ask you the bad ones. Your favorite coach that you covered?
Favorite? Well, you know, as far as fun, no doubt Woody Woodenhofer. I mean, and you knew that. And did you cover Woody?
Woody? Let me think. Maybe not. I think what was Dow Howard's last year? 96?
95 or 96.
Because I started covering the Titans.
96, right? Or
96.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I think Lance may have. Yeah. No, Randy. Randy Weiler replaced you on the Vanderbilt beat.
Right. And Woody was fun.
And you had Woody as a defensive coordinator, so you knew Woody. But Woody was so much fun. I mean, I'd go on Sundays to cover him, and the door would be locked, his office door. He'd been there sleeping.
Yeah.
And he'd just let Todd Suttles, the strength coach, handle the practice because they would just do some conditioning stuff. And what he was in there watching NFL games and taking naps. But he was just so much fun. You could call him at any time, and he was open to, you know, to talking at any time. You were never hesitant to call him, even, you know, when you felt like he was getting fired, because he was a realist, and he was so much fun to cover. Rick Bird.
You know, if he didn't answer, you could probably run over to.
Yeah, you could find him.
There
were haunts that
over there.
Well, Mario's.
Yeah, but no, right around the corner from that, the boundary.
The
boundary.
Oh, yes.
You could get him at the boundary.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just a favorite athlete.
Well, then I also want to mention Rick Bird as far as a favorite coach because. While Woody was fun to coach, Rick Bird was enjoyable to coach because he is so nice to start with, but also so sharp. And every comment he had was well thought out. He and Tim Corbin are probably on the same level.
Yeah,
those two guys they don't have to think about things before they say them, and what they say is right on cue and just – two really sharp guys and a lot of fun to cover.
Now, when I say favorite athlete, I'll preface that because you've never covered the pro beats. You've always had other, but yeah. You've been in that coverage, obviously, when your favorite athlete.
Wow. I am not sure. Trying to think. Jay Cutler was very interesting to cover because of his sheer toughness. And how he downplayed getting his brains beat in every game. Jamie Winborn at Vanderbilt was a lot of fun to cover because he was a tough guy too. Had been unrecruited and just made a name for himself. Ron Mercer was fun to cover.
Yeah, because he was so good.
Because
he
was so good, and he was a guy that you could point to, you know, in an NBA
game. Well, obviously, mine would be Drew, too. Drew Maddox.
Drew Maddox, who sent me a very nice text this morning. And and his dad. I didn't cover Ray, but I've known him since I was a kid. But Drew, and you know who else is Jerry Meyer. Jerry Meyer is brilliant. And I remember it was early in my career. I covered a high school game, and I asked him something like, "What happened in the third quarter?" And I thought he was going to say, "Well, you know, their defense slacked off a little bit, and we took advantage." No, he got into X's and O's and what the slant, this drill, you know, how this guy was doing this, and we saw that tendency. And
well, the acorn didn't fall far from the tree.
Oh my gosh,
with Don, his dad,
and Don obviously was great to cover, though I didn't get to cover much of Don. But he was good too.
Favorite event that you covered?
You know, the Super Bowl, not because of its enormity, but because of what happened. I was in Florida covering the Vanderbilt Florida basketball game on a Saturday night, and the sports editor Bill Bradley at the time told me he needed everybody at the Super Bowl. So I called and I said, you know, the storm had gone through there and it was heading south. So I called and said, "Do you still need me there?" And he said, "Yeah, I do." So I rented a car and drove from Gainesville in that storm to Atlanta and got there about 2 hours before the Super Bowl started, parked in a parking garage, didn't know where I was, couldn't remember what kind of car I was in because I was in a rental car, met Larry Woody at the media hotel, took a shuttle over, covered the game, did the Rams sidebar, and then found my car somehow in that garage and drove home and made it home by about 3 a.m. So I was in Gainesville at about 9 o'clock that morning and in my bed at 3 o'clock that morning.
And covered a Super Bowl.
Covered a Super Bowl in between. The other would be the 2002 Masters. Did not want to go, believe it or not. The season, it had been a long college football and basketball season. Vanderbilt had not done well in football or basketball. I was glad to finally be done. And again, Bill Bradley called me and said, "Hey, got good news for you. This is the week after the season ended. You're going to the Masters." And I said, "I don't want to go to the Masters." And he said, "Are you kidding?" And I said, "No." I said, I want to take some time off." He said, "Well, we got two credentials because we had the banner credential that Joe Biddle had brought over, and we still had the Tennessean credential. And David Clymer couldn't go to the Masters, but Biddle was going. And if you didn't use it, you lost it."
Yeah.
So he said, "We've got nobody to go to the Masters. You need to go." So he forced me to go, and I went. And within 5 minutes after arriving, I had interviewed Palmer, Nicholas, Greg Norman, Tiger Woods within 2 hours. It was like they'd bring them in, you know, one right after another. And then I thought, you know, this is big.
That's a bucket list thing.
Tennessee had won,
the Banner had won, and Joe Biddle wasn't going to give that one up.
No.
I couldn't bribe Joe Biddle to get it. He wouldn't. he went every year. I said, Joe, let me go a year. Nah, that wasn't going to happen. I tell you what we need to do. We need to take our last break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Mike Organ in just a few.
Your local sports leader. Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, on 95.9 FM.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive life-proof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch-resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with life-proof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it's time for new flooring in hardwood, the choices can be mind-numbing. Who do I call? Who can I trust? Locally, Brazza Flooring is a leading expert in floor installation and services and makes the process easy. Brazza Flooring offers a wide selection of flooring options and hardwood supplies and will work with you to help you decide which selection works best for you. Once you make a decision, they'll handle the rest. Nobody does hardwood floor installation better than Brazza Flooring, and they do it fast without sacrificing quality. Brazza Flooring provides the best service at an affordable price. Their passion for flooring and extensive experience means no job is too big, too small, or too difficult. Call 678-826-7798. That's 678-826-7798. Or go online at BrazzaFlooring.com and follow them on Instagram. Brazza Flooring, where they strive to please and guarantee complete satisfaction.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Justin Haley took home the win in the Cup Series. Yeah, you heard me right, from Daytona. Up next is Kentucky, under the lights Saturday night. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burton, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show, guaranteeing you only you're never getting these 2 hours back.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos, from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Crazy Charlie, Big Joe, we'll be back with you. We're going to be down at Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow morning. Bill King Show and our show as well. Mike Organ has been our guest, 34 years sports writer for the Tennessean, and tonight will be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. And as we started the hour, Mike, not only congratulations, but such a well-deserved honor. Really.
Thanks so much again. just hoping it hits me before I get up there, so I'll figure out something to say. And it, like I said, it's still kind of surreal right now, but looking forward to it and looking forward to it being over.
Do you get nervous when you speak? Actually, we get asked to speak to civic
groups. I know,
I
speak so much that, no, I don't get nervous, but this seems different, you know?
Well, I was going to offer that old thing, you know, when you speak to a group look at them as if they're naked, but that would include Greg Ruff and me.
Not this group. Well, think of who else it would include. Yeah, I mean, please.
Yeah, just don't. maybe wearing Speedos.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay. Now I can do that.
No, I think I don't know if that's not even worse.
but then at the same time, I'm also kind of looking at it like this is just a bunch of group of friends tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the
friends, family, and everything.
Yeah, why be nervous? Yeah.
Well, Greg Ruff and I are coming over tonight, and of course, we're members of the TSWA. And I got my right here. Look here. There's my check for my annual fees. I'll be bringing them tonight.
You'll get to eat then.
Well, I get a free meal out of it every year. That's for sure. Mike, thanks.
Thank you so much, Greg. This was a true privilege, and congratulations on the new digs.
Yeah, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction tonight, Charlie. Great job by you. We're going to be down at Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow morning. Bill King Show and our show. Johnny Ballpark Franks this afternoon. Jim Rome is next. Thank you for listening.